Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we have to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, June 13th broadcast. And the quickening is obviously always intensifying, so each new broadcast tends to be even more important than the last because we are living in such incredibly interesting and dangerous times. There are major power struggles taking place worldwide to decide who's going to dominate the world government, who's going to run it. And there are competing factions. And there are different worldviews in general within those factions, but the overarching spirit is one of anti-human death. It is a fight between good and evil. And the planet is being inexorably pulled into deeper and deeper levels of corruption and evil. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But as the world becomes more complex, corruption is able to hide in the cracks. But then there becomes a point where the corrupt own and control the media, and they control all the currency and all the money, and so they're able to dictate to the planet whatever they want, whenever they want. So there's the big 35,000-foot view, and then the 6-inch view, looking right down at it like ants under a microscope. But I don't want to be overly dramatic here, but when we get so close to a problem so long, we tend to become a little bit laissez-faire about it. Even if you're fighting evil, fighting corruption, you're fighting, you're so close to it, you begin to know it and become comfortable with it, even if you intellectually and spiritually are rejecting it. Your flesh is your weak side. It becomes accustomed to that. And so there's a real danger for all of us to underestimate what the enemy's doing. So here's the best way for me to do this. If you tried to lay out what the British Empire model of the New World Order is up to, and it's the dominant group that set up the world system that does have competing factions, if you look at that system and what comes next in it, it's very, very clear. And the rhetoric is extremely clear. The preparatory rhetoric is as clear as driving down the highway and you see the golden arches, and you know that means there's a McDonald's there. Or you're driving down the highway and you see a big church steeple, you know that's a church right there. And, you know, it's gotten to a point of acclimation because they have to get us to that point, denying they're doing it while they admit it, denying they're doing it while they're doing it, deny they're doing it, admit it, admit it, admit it, admit it, deny it, admit it, admit it, admit it, censor you if you say the UN's run by corrupt eugenicists that want world government, want to depopulate you, and here's where they say they want to get rid of the family and they hate all humans, and then they take you off Twitter and Facebook because you quote them and play a video clip of them saying it. See, they're only allowed to make the announcement in your face to tell you you're bad and children are bad and that humans are dirty and cover up your filthy face and we'd be better off, you know, getting rid of kids and all the bad things they're doing by design that are being scientifically deployed. And you think about Bill Gates saying he wants to depopulate the world and Klaus Schwab. Turns out Peter Daszak, of course, we look more into him, it's in the news, and the head chief scientist for Fauci that admitted gain of function and creating the five virus chimera COVID-19. He admitted it a year and a half ago before this even started, a little bit more than a year and a half ago, covering his ass by already having it out there quietly. Oh, I didn't do this. We didn't do this evilly. I mean, we totally admit it. While they also deny it, he, of course, wants to depopulate and not let you have meat and make you live in a 200-square-foot apartment. It's a cult. You don't get into it unless you're a eugenicist, death cult operator that wants to annihilate humanity because they have a psychotic propulsion system to do it. So I was just thinking about how the media is, oh, we love the black people and we love these people and, oh, we love everyone and humanity's so good and we want a nanny state so all of you are safe and want you to have this shot because we care so much about you, but the very people pushing all of this crap on us are openly telling us they want to get rid of us. And it's just so incredibly naked how they operate. I mean, I'm sure Daszak in high school or in college was approached by the group, just like anybody that's in the technical sciences area, especially biomechanical areas. And they get approached and they're in the genetic engineering, all those areas, and they get brought into the club. And the entrance of the club is seeing everybody else as animals. Well, then you can play God and do whatever you want. And that's who they are. And then when we say, hey, we don't like what we're doing, we know what you're doing, they go, you're too stupid. I am science. Remember Fauci last week? When you criticize me, you criticize science. Wow, what an inversion of what I thought science was. Science was questioning and testing hypotheses and looking at all the angles. Oh, no, 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 no. Science is now the UN, world government, communist Chinese, Fauci, writing papers admitting they created gain of function, moved it there when it was made illegal in the U.S., Obama did, gain of function. Everything they've engaged in. And then you go, hey, you admit you did all this. They go, you're too stupid. I am science. But what he's saying is, I exist, I control reality. Remember what Karl Rove, like 10 years ago, told a cocktail party of Washington Post, New York Times reporters in D.C.? He goes, we are history's actors now, meaning the Bush administration, and we will tell you what reality is today, and it'll be one reality, and then we'll tell you tomorrow a new reality, and you will dutifully report that. Because we control reality now. We are history's actors. And that's what this attitude is of maximum, complete, total gaslighting. And so let me tell you what's coming up today. We're going to hit it all when we come back. What is the next thing to come in a season like this? What is the next move always? And the move they've been carrying out all over the world? Well, it's this right here. That's what it is. 45-year-old Christopher Stein, the award-winning, Emmy Award-winning TV anchor man and reporter, who just had his book published and is doing great and was super happy. Well, he got executed inside of his house yesterday. And his body wasn't even cold. The blood wasn't even coagulated before they said it was a suicide. Just like Breitbart. Hell, they'd say Kennedy was a suicide and whatnot. Do you know John F. Kennedy committed suicide? Do you know that? I guess going up against the deep state, he kind of did. But he's dead now. And he said, I'll never commit suicide. And he said, I'm getting massive death threats. My family, my children is, from the Clintons. Because, remember, he exposed Loretta Lynch, the head of the Justice Department and the FBI, all having a corrupt meeting on the tarmac and lying about it all. And that basically finally brought down the Clintons partially. Well, they've been waiting for a green light time to go offensive. I'm talking about canaries in the coal mine. His execution is a message to everybody. And I would expect to see a lot of these killings now. He was definitely murdered, in my view. You know, they'll tell you not to say that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
affirmative.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
Obama likes to talk about how good he is at killing people with drones. Hillary likes to brag about having her enemies killed, even though she couldn't walk on a flight of stairs by herself. Is constantly falling flat on her ugly, demonic face. But star reporter, Emmy Award winner from Phoenix, he'd moved back to Alabama, had a top local Fox show. He was anchoring there, had a best-selling book. Christopher Sine, who wrote the best-selling book about that tarmac meeting that ended up basically bringing down the Clintons partially. Alabama TV anchor who broke Bill Clinton tarmac visit with Loretta Lynch was 45. Deadline.com gets it right. They say Christopher Sine dies. They didn't say commit suicide. But his body wasn't even cold yet yesterday when they started announcing that he committed suicide, kind of like Breitbart. They said, just died of a heart attack in the middle of the night. And by the time I woke up that morning, his body was not even cold. He died at like 2 a.m. out in California, 4 a.m., I guess, in Texas. He wasn't even cold yet. And they said he died of a heart attack. And then another coroner came in and said, no, he didn't die of a heart attack. Because remember, they hadn't had a coroner's examination. They just said, heart attack. And then another coroner came in and did the autopsy and found that he'd been, not doing too well, probably foul play. And you know what happened to him? He ended up getting poisoned and dying. So I guess dead men tell no tales. But yes, the coroner that oversaw Breitbart and had some questions. He was never conclusive, but he did. He did say he had some questions. Well, I guess nobody's there to find out what those questions are because he died of arsenic poisoning. And it's kind of like all the deaths of people from COVID inoculations. I mean, I know people that have lost family that died within 2 days to a week of it. I know two people close that had one family member die in 2 days, one died in a week. It was always the same. Strokes. And, you know, we know they tested it all overseas. We know it's causing massive strokes and heart attacks. And a bunch of the vaccines have been banned in more countries for causing strokes and all that. And they put out airline advisories now to don't fly for 2 weeks after you've had any of these COVID vaccines. Because, you see, Fauci, running the NIH and basically the UN with Bill Gates, told them what they wanted. We want a vaccine that attacks the surface of the virus, not what's in the virus. Well, the surface of the virus is a protein in your damn body. So they knew 101, that's like low-level immunology, that would happen. And yeah, now mainline doctors from Italy to Mexico to the United States are confirming that people are seriously magnetic in some cases when they've had the shot. And then we find the literature that it's designed to grow magnetic prions in the body. So before we get to that, let me just back up here for a moment. Christopher Sine dies, Alabama TV anchor who broke Bill Clinton tarmac visit with Loretta Lynch, was 45. Great family, great job, best-selling book, totally happy. Other than he said, and we're going to play a clip for you coming up here in a moment, all the death threats he got and the threats on his family and how the community there in Alabama rallied around him because the threats got so bad, he left his top anchor job as the main morning anchor in Phoenix on ABC, top slot. He moved back to Alabama because of the threats. And just like Gary Webb, about a month before he got his head blown off, he got shot twice in the back of the side of the head. Looks like he fought back. Gary Webb said, I'm sending you all these documents, and they were public documents, and I want you to build me a website, and I'm going to come on your show, and I'm going to break all these secret, things that are starting to come out in my new book. And he said, but I got to move first. I caught two guys breaking in my house yesterday. He goes, they were special ops types. They were coming down out of the second story, you know, sliding down the drain shaft, down the gutter pipe. And they killed him. They killed him. They blew his head off. Just like the D.C. madam who I interviewed a few months before she died. And she said, yeah, they're threatening to kill me. I'll never kill myself. And then she was found strangled in her mother's shed. And then I got her landlord on the show. The condo manager where she owned a condo. He'd been friends with her for 10 years. There with her Florida condo. And he said that she said men were after her and that she had to get to her mom's house, get her stuff, and leave the country. And that she thought they were trying to kill her. And then we put out the suicide note that the news had, gave him a copy of the suicide note. And the suicide note, going from memory here, so I'm going back to it, was not even anywhere near her handwriting. He sent us notes to him over the years, her lease agreement, totally different handwriting. Looked like a dude did the suicide note, about like I'd write. I have terrible penmanship. She had beautiful penmanship. So here's one woman's beautiful handwriting, and then there's a guy's handwriting over here. They just killed her. Hung her up in her mother's shed because they wait and watch till they can get you alone. And then, boom, they grab you and kill you. So, of course, you may have just joined us. He's the guy, now with his head blown off, in Alabama, who said they're trying to kill me and I had to come to Alabama to be protected. And then, of course, when the wife and kids aren't at home, they taser you, stand you up, shoot you in the head. And he's dead now. We'll play a clip of him talking about them death threatening him when we come back. So the Clintons, I've noticed, do this in waves. The people that control the Clintons do. They'll kill a bunch of people, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, and then they'll wait a while. But when they start killing, you'll see the type of group it is. People that know about Arkansas savings and loan, people that know about their corruption and, you know, Africa scams and deals. But this is, I believe, the first salvo, and I've been predicting this is coming, against reporters. And I've gotten a lot of threats, and I've also seen preparatory talk by deputy FBI directors and also leftist arms of the military about, I mean, they're on Twitter saying they want to kill me. And so they're externalizing their hatred. And of course, I'm not afraid of dying. I want to complete my mission, and if God wants me to go tomorrow, that'll be the case. But I want to just get it out here for the thousandth time. I will never commit suicide. When I did the tongue-in-cheek thing about, oh, you need to go first, Bill Gates, you kill yourself, then I will. That's obviously tongue-in-cheek. But I will never commit suicide. I love life. In fact, I intend to die fighting the enemy 110%. And would never give them the pleasure of myself committing suicide. Believe me. That's not... I would never do that. No. We'll be right back.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This transmission is certified vaccine free. It's Alex Jones.
This broadcast is not against classical vaccines themselves, which have their own problems, can be tainted, but are a real science. This is a revolution of illegal gene therapy that caused massive illnesses and problems in human and animal trials previously when they tried in the last 20 years to develop mRNA vaccines. This time they're just testing to ignore the damage, cover it up in the media, have massive censorship, and really carry out a depopulation operation in the process. I'm going to be getting to more of that next hour. Huge, very bad developments on that front. A federal judge has ruled that employers can order you to take a vaccine, any experimental thing they want to have the job. Hell, I guess they can mandate you got to inject cyanide. And by free will, you could kill yourself. And that's really the point they're getting to. So, federal judge dismisses lawsuit filed by Houston hospital employees who refused COVID-19 vaccine. We'll be getting to that coming up next hour. But right now, we'll put on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I suggest you go to Infowars.com and see the forbidden, verboten information. And that is the headline for today's show. Sunday emergency broadcast, and I'd say we're in quite the emergency. Reporter who exposed Clinton control of FBI executed inside his home. Very, very professionally. Now, you'll notice, if you go to the articles that came out when he first happened last night, they were saying, oh, it's suicide, just it's suicide. They said Breitbart died of natural causes within 2 hours of him being in the hospital. That's not legal. That's not lawful. They said Hank Aaron had an autopsy. He didn't die of COVID. Turned out there was no autopsy. They did the same thing with a lot of other folks that died. So mainstream media lies big time. You know that. And when the fix is in with the Clintons or the globalists or the deep state, it is even more. So reporter who broke Clinton Lynch tarmac story and received significant death threats found dead. 45-year-old award-winning anchor and investigative journalist Christopher Sein dead. He was also a former successful Alabama football player and a stand-up Boy Scout type of guy. And he did what other people wouldn't do. Everybody warned him, don't do this. But he broke that exclusively, and that brought down the Clintons to a great extent. And they've been waiting and biding their time until they start doing assassinations. And I've been predicting this because if you see everything else that's going on, what's unfolding, the fact that their stuff, the election, isn't being sold, the fact that the majority of Americans don't buy into it, the fact that they say they want to turn the Pentagon loose on American gun owners. You've got former FBI deputy directors on MSNBC, I put this earlier this week, saying we need to take out members of Congress like they're terrorists. We need to remove the Trump network like they're terrorists. We need to use green berets on them. They're saying all that to externalize the method so the people they're trying to organize to actually do that and have a physical coup against the American resistance, they need to make people think that they're confident and they're winning. So this is all done on purpose. And so if you ever hear Alex Jones killed himself or their favorite thing, oh, the father killed his wife and children before turning the gun on himself. 1,000,000,000% false, impossible, to infinity, not true. Because a lot of times they get sloppy, they just go in and kill the whole family because it's hard to get the person separate from the rest of the family. The real professionals know how to do it. Like, oh, DC Madam's going to visit her mom at her trailer. She just grab her, stun her, put her in the little shed and hang her. And put a fake suicide note up, which they confirmed basically happened. I talked to the Florida detectives, all of it, and got a copy of the letter and showed, you know, again, got documents from her business associates showing it was not her handwriting. And that's just how this goes. It's how it operates. But to go to that escalation, to start really killing people, passes a whole other Rubicon. And it's because the globalists are so incredibly desperate. But if you look at their entire posture and everything they're doing and everything they've been carrying out, I mean, they're willing to kill hundreds of millions of people with tainted vaccines, scar billions. They're willing to do anything. They're willing to smuggle kidnapped children over the Texas border and illegally load them on private aircraft and buses and have them shipped to known criminals and child molesters on record. These are totally evil people committed to the destruction of this country because they enjoy it and they like it. They were trained to hate the country as globalist operatives, so they were chosen because they hate this republic, because they hate God, because they hate children, because they have bad will towards everyone. And those of you that aren't like that need to get your heads straight. Understand, just because you aren't a psychotic, demonic control freak doesn't mean they don't exist. So, here he is from the grave talking about all the death threats. And remember, everybody said, boy, this guy's got courage because the Clintons really come after you. Yeah, believe me. The Clintons had all these big lawsuits filed against us by DNC party groups and a lot of stuff that I agreed to be off record, so I'm not going to say anymore, but just believe me. I know some other big national talk show hosts that did take the threats and basically stopped. And I know some big networks did the same thing. And I understand when somebody starts threatening to kill you and as you follow it around, most folks back off from that. For me, it's not about being macho or a pissing contest. For me, it's just about I got to do what God says. And I feel good when I'm fighting evil and I feel close to God and I feel strong. And just to even entertain selling out makes me feel alone and weak and pathetic. So I'm just addicted to fighting these people and fighting evil. So if they kill me, it's a great honor to die in the service of humanity. And I'm just a very blessed person. It's not going to be a failure, folks. You have to realize that's going to be a real success if they're reckless enough to kill me. Instead of trying to put me in prison, they got the FBI with a bunch of fake cases they're cooking up. And that's fine. I understand. You know, they sold out to evil. They've lost their soul. Sorry. That's not me, bro. So any of the options, you know, bankrupt me with fake lawsuits. Fine, whatever. I don't care. I'm going to keep getting the word out one way or another. Put me in prison. Well, that sucks, but whatever. Or kill me. That's almost the easier route right there. But here's how it works. I'm not backing down. But I will not have them kill me and then say that I killed myself. So I was thinking how they operate and what they've done to really good men to demonize them. And you know what it is. They come when you're there with your wife and kids. So I'm just going to be completely honest about this. I'm a tough guy at certain levels, but I have to really think about how everything operates and the way things really are. And so I'm going to stay in this fight, but I do need 24-hour day security for my children and my family. I've got it most of the time, but I need to have real security. I mean, guys on the roof all the time. And we need to start creating, you know, profile stuff on the enemy and doing public reports on that as well. Because, you know, here's the deal. I'm a canary in the coal mine. This guy was a big one. So if we start seeing more deaths the next few days, the next few weeks, it's a message to threaten everybody to shut up. Or there might be 20 deaths by tomorrow. Ron Paul's dead. Alex Jones is dead. Tucker Carlson, car bomb goes off. I mean, there's a very good chance they're going to turn their little armies loose on us. And then to demonize good men, they'll kill Tucker Carlson, his wife, probably wait till his kids are in college or over visiting or something. And that's how they do it. So I'm calling Tucker to show. I'm going to tell him, Tucker, you need to get extra security. I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to call everybody I know. And I'm calling this out on air right now. We have to go into war mode now, ladies and gentlemen. As these are criminal terrorists that carried out Oklahoma City. They burned down Waco with all those tanks and killed those little kids. They like killing people. They're child molesters. Hillary's a child molester. Bill Clinton's a child molester. Well, guess what? I'm not going to be a soft target for these people. And I'm not going to let them tie me up while they blow my wife and children's heads off in front of me. So I'm going to tell the listeners right now, and I know you're going to come through on this. I don't have the budget for the real security I need. I'm going to leave it at that. I've got guns. We got people around a lot of the time, but I need a serious security detail all the time for my family. Because again, they won't target them if they'll want to grease them to blame it on me. I know how they operate, so I can let them do that. And then, of course, if they do start doing that, if they kill me, ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. You know who did it.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and two extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frank Fugliuzzi, former deputy director over at the FBI, went on television last week, former assistant FBI director, said arresting GOP Congress members may be needed to really tackle terrorism. That's a real headline. And he said use the CIA and counterterrorism. Don't give members of Congress due process. Take them to Gitmo. Now, again, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10. That's Kim Jong-un stuff. Now, he's externalizing the method, and I'm going to explain next hour why this is happening and why inflation is going to get so bad and why things are going to be so hellish and why they're putting this true tyranny in place. But censorship isn't shutting down the truth about who launched COVID-19, the Chi-Coms with the deep state globalist. And even though the Justice Department will never indict any of the people that did this, the public's indicted them, and they're all in deep trouble, and their companies are all in deep trouble, and their wives are leaving them, and everyone hates them. And so you got all these little so-called tough guy lawyers playing tough guy, playing gangster now, pushing and messing with really hard-working, serious Americans. And you've got what's coming next. You know, I would never say if I got killed, start a civil war. It's not a civil war. It's a foreign outside group. But I was thinking about it driving into the office today. If they start killing a bunch of journalists, and we've tried to fix this peacefully, and we've put up with all their attacks and the things they've done, that's so offensive that at a certain point, it's going to start a war. And then they're going to trigger the race riots as the distraction so that we think running around killing each other because of what color we are is the answer when the enemies are the globalists. They're the New World Order people. We know their names. We know who they are. And they're the ones attacking us with economic shutdowns and mass suicide and depression and poisoned gene therapy inoculations. And they tell us they want to depopulate. So very powerful, crazy people want total control and depopulation. And they're committed to it like a gun to their head. Maybe the old Satan, whatever you want to call it, that's what's happening. And now they're getting everything lined up for the financial collapse. And Their only move left is they think, well, let's just kill a bunch of journalists. Let's just threaten a bunch of people, and that will get them to shut up, just like they do in Mexico or just like they do in Guatemala. Or you hear, like, you know, hundreds of people running for Congress killed in Mexico. Hundreds of journalists killed every year in Mexico. That's the natural progression of us becoming a third world country run by the IMF and World Bank is this. And so our streets resemble something worse than Mexico. The homeless, the disease, the fentanyl. So this is just like another chapter. Like you pull up at your house and you see smoke shooting out of the windows. You go, hey, there's a fire in there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And so I have no desire to go to war with people like Figliuzzi, who's like dog manure, wouldn't step on it to rub it off my shoe. Just a weird, puffy, little fake tough guy lawyer jerk who wants to arrest Congress. I mean, and then they call a bunch of poor folks that lost their jobs for 6-8 months mad, breaking into the Capitol and breaking some stuff and beating some people up, which was wrong. They call that Pearl Harbor and the end of the world, and now everybody's got to be arrested. And it trended number one on Twitter yesterday in politics, arrest Alex Jones. And just edited takes going, look, he's admitting that Trump ordered the attack on the Capitol. And then it's me going, yeah, Trump said we were going to march to the Capitol. He said it on TV, you dummy. And they know their listeners and viewers are so dumb. They know that they are so absolutely out of their minds that they know, because this is, some of these people are so-called journalists that are saying this, that are connected to Figliuzzi and the rest of them. They're going, look, he says he funded this. And then they cut to, out of a million people, maybe 500 or whatever that broke into the Capitol. And look, we have this footage that leaked of him secretly admitting it, recently resurfaced. And Jones is insane. Why did he incriminate himself? There was a huge event at the Ellipse at the Washington Monument. And they know that. It's like if you put on a football game and then there's a riot after the football game down the street and they try to blame the NFL for it. We're up there. People are in their long, fancy cashmere coats. There's porta potty, Secret Service, Jumbotron, the president speaking. And then they turn that into Trump and I wanted that horrible hijacking of our event because the Secret Service and the Capitol Police leadership stood down. So this is the wheelhouse we're in. And you've got people like Mudd of the CIA, and you've got people like Frank Figliuzzi, or however the hell you say his name, literally up there on TV saying, we're going to kill Trump. I mean, this is crazy talk. Somebody's going to kill that guy from the CIA. We're going to kill him. He deserves to die. Well, we just need to arrest the Congress people, and that'll take care of everything. Because they know the election fraud's coming out. They know the other states are looking. They know that they're Chinese agents. They know they're signed on to Bill Gates and all this. And the whole thing's going down. The whole thing's collapsing. And so they just think if they can make us shut up and go away, they're going to win. When they're a bunch of lawyers that never even got their hands dirty. But they have people that did. And they've got contract killers working for them. And they're out there killing people. And so, I mean, obviously they killed this guy. I mean, we know that. They're going, oh, no, and Breitbart neither, and everything. The telltale sign is before their body's even cold, they tell you, oh, natural causes are suicide. You remember Arkansas, people would have their arms and legs cut off and would be shot like 20 times, and the Arkansas medical examiner, Fannie Malik, would say that they died of natural causes. They'd find a guy with his arms, legs, and head cut off with bullet wounds all over him in a burned trash bag in a trash dump that someone had poured gasoline on. And he said natural causes. And I'm not joking when I say that. That's in the Clinton Chronicles. That's in the films that came out. And by the way, people in the Clinton Chronicles, if you just saw Bill Clinton with a girlfriend, the state police would come to your house and break your neck and break your arms and legs. They interviewed a guy in a wheelchair with his broken, you know, still can't walk. They came in and the state police broke his arms and legs and broke his neck. Compound fractures out of his legs. because they run the state. And when you get away with stuff that long and are allowed to do that, you start thinking you're God. And you go in and you blow up Libya, and then you come and brag about how I had him killed, I'm tough. And Hillary can barely get out of her chair. But that's the type of garbage that is still in control of this country to a great extent, because they ran giant child molestation rings. That was Hillary's first job as a lawyer, was handling cases of rich men that raped and tortured little kids. Look it up. That's who they are. You're like, God, why are they so evil? Because they are the service creatures of the group above them. They are the Renfields, and where there is Renfield, there is Dracula. So that's who these people are, and that's who they'll always be. But here's this hero, 45-year-old Christopher Sein, who lives on, and we should start an organization in his name for free speech and defense of the press and real perseverance, dead 5 years after he helped sink the Clintons' presidential aspirations. And so we salute him.
The price for this, career-wise, what kind of threats or what have you received?
Well, my family received significant death threats shortly after breaking this story. Credit cards hacked. My children, we have code words. We have secret code words that they know what to do. And that's why I came back to WBMA, ABC 3340 in Birmingham, mm-hmm. because when I was enduring the death threats, it was my former Alabama football family and my teammates, my coaches, who circled around me.
Wow. Oh, my. Read all about it. You can get the book right now, Secret on the Tarmac. It's at ChristopherSign.com.
And on Amazon as well.
All right.
Thank you for joining.
All right, so a real man, somebody's parents and family to be proud of. A brave died but one death. The coward's taste of death 1,000 times, not me. And I'll tell you, again, they are bringing us into that wheelhouse. You see it in history books. You read about it. You talk to grandpa, they'll tell you about it when they were alive. People go through this. People start fights, and they don't leave you alone. They attack you. They start killing people. And at a certain point, you're just like, well, all right. Let me just roll my sleeves up here. So, I don't know what to say at this point. Nobody should be offensively violent against these people. But everybody should have their eyes peeled and be ready. Because they've used, well, I'll talk about it next hour. I knew this was coming for a long time, folks, but I just, they're going to start the killing of journalists. Watch. That's next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.